On Monday, Israel will hold its third round of elections in less than a year. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was not able to muster a parliamentary majority after two earlier votes, and neither could his competitors. This time, voter fatigue could determine the results. NPR's Daniel Estrin has this report from Jerusalem.
How do you convince voters to show up to the polls for a repeat election when the last two were inconclusive? Israel's Elections Committee is using guilt. Its TV ads have teens stare at the camera.
Mom, if you don't vote, you're putting my future into someone else's hands. Why?
The commercials may not be enough.
I have a daughter, and every time I see that commercial, I have a rage in me. It's upset me because I'm truly concerned for my daughter's future. But no, I don't believe in any of you, and I'm not voting for any of you.
Matan Elimelech sips an espresso in Jerusalem. He did vote in the last two elections for right-wing parties that support Benjamin Netanyahu. But he's sick of the barrage of election ads and sees no one worth voting for.
Netanyahu did what he can do. He did the best he can do. He finished, I think.
Netanyahu has been in office for over a decade. He called elections seeking yet another term. But in part because of his corruption charges that have reduced his popularity, the results were inconclusive. So he kept trying. Again and again. Natalie Simantov, who I met walking her dog, says she'll still vote for Netanyahu, but...
It's an ego trip. You know, he's never going to go away, apparently. He doesn't want to go away.
Netanyahu has been holding daily rallies. He's imploring supporters to drag their friends to vote. He has reason to worry. Polls suggest his right-wing supporters are less likely to go vote than those supporting his rival, the centrist former army general Benny Gantz, Hebrew University politics professor Gael Talshir.
The upper middle classes believe much more in the representative democracy, and they are enthusiastic about changing the government and throwing Netanyahu, and this is why they might vote in a higher proportion than the right.
There is one big new issue in these elections. Netanyahu promises he'll annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. That move would raise objections from most countries and Palestinians, but has a thumbs up from President Trump. The centrist candidate, Gantz, says he would not annex settlements without international support. Palestinians in the West Bank cannot vote Monday. Activist Anas Abu Sroor wouldn't want to vote anyway.
I think there's no difference between all the Israeli leaders. They all of them, like especially like Netanyahu, Gantz, they are coming from a military background, and all of them they do crimes against Palestinian people, and they like killed innocent people. I think the one who control Israel nowadays is the settlers.
In polls of Israeli voters, the prospect of West Bank annexation hasn't seemed to shift the political map. Israeli journalist Dani Zakin.
America changes dramatically its views about the settlements and basically gave the permission to annex them, which is huge. Nonetheless, it's almost a non-issue in these elections. I mean, it's unbelievable. And that shows that the elections are not ideological, that shows the elections are personal, totally personal, Netanyahu or those against Netanyahu.
Netanyahu and Gantz are telling their supporters they need to come out and help them win, or face a dreaded fourth election. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.